11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal.
Scoring the goals.
He shoots, he scores, goal.
Scoring the goals.
Proper got myself lost in that song then. I almost didn't put the fader up. I'm loving the bass line more at the minute than anything, Pete. Yeah. Oh, God, I love that.
It's a real sort of Soul Train kind of...
Love it.
Yeah, and that sort of Nile Rodgers kind of bass thump. Yeah, no,
Nile Ranger?
So what did I say?
No, you said Nile Rodgers. I was trying to give it a Football League link.
Nice.
We've got six championship games to look at today with Pete Farris. That's Pete, who was just talking then. My name's Lee Phelps, and we start off with Watford versus Bournemouth. 12-15, 13-10 Watford, 11-5 the price for the draw, and it's 11-5 the price for Bournemouth as well. Watford going along very nicely indeed, thank you. Third in the table, 15 points from their seven games. Went to Blackpool and won on Tuesday night, just by a single goal to nil, Vidra scoring it. Had that defeat at Charlton, but back home now against this Bournemouth side who are 15th, Pete. Their away performances in the Championship, if we discount the League Cup, they started out great with a 4-0 win at Huddersfield, lost to Blackburn, drew at Norwich. So a bit of a mixed bag for them.
Yeah, but big news for Watford this week, really, if you think about it. Oscar Garcia has continued to receive treatment for heart issues. He's still not really anywhere near fighting fit. You've got Watford with the players certainly not fighting fit, and Troy Deeney, he's injured, unavailable for this game. Now, you could look at it one of two ways. He scored in all three of the home games that Watford have won, and let's be fair, they've scored goals. 3-0 over Bolton, 4-1 over Leeds, 4-2 over Huddersfield. You could look at it and say, well, he scored in all those games. You could look at it also and say they'd have won all three of those goals if he hadn't have scored. But certainly it's a very, very odd one, this. I am still happy to go with Watford, though. They shrugged off the loss of Oscar Garcia in the dugout the other day, won narrowly 1-0. But I love the headline offer here. Matai Vydra to score and Watford to win at 3-1. If Deeney's not there, Vydra will step up, I have no question. No question whatsoever. You know, he hasn't scored in the last two home games. Did score, though, of course, against Bolton. And the focus will go on to him. You can argue the focus will also go on to Forestieri as well, who's 8-5 any time. But I really like the look of that. Also, I think the overs is very, very good here. Over 2.5 is 4-6. Now, that's one for your coupon for me. With the way Watford have been scoring, 11 goals in three home games. You know, they've conceded three in that time as well. You know, the over 2.5 looks great. Bournemouth are a good side. They are a great side. They play some of the best football in this division, without question. But they are going through a sticky patch. No win in five. They've lost to Forest, which is fair enough. They've drawn with Norwich, which is a good result. But draws against Rotherham, a loss to Leeds at home, that's not particularly brilliant. And 13-10 for Watford is just too big a price.
Yeah, nice. We'll have a look at the TV game on Monday, right at the end of the six. That's Wigan Ipswich. Next up, the 3 o'clock games. Derby versus Cardiff is the first one we'll look at. 4-5 Derby, 5-2 the draw, and 7-2 for Cardiff, who of course have departed company with their manager this week. Their away form wasn't too bad, to be honest with you. They lost to Wolves, but they drew at Blackburn, beat Coventry in the cup, beat Port Vale in the cup, and drew at Fulham. I'm saying it's not that bad. Obviously, Fulham are pretty wretched so far. Derby, just, you know, good results. Obviously, they the big game against Forest, they drew, beat Blackburn in the week away from home. Chris Martin scoring goals. This is I'm not a massive fan of odds on prices in the Championship, Pete, but this is one I'd probably be tempted with.
Yeah, I would as well. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer obviously has left, as you've said. Derby, well, as much as their form has been decent, I've not been entirely convinced. You know, they won 3-2 over Blackburn in the week, but it wasn't a massively convincing performance, I don't think, from what I saw of it. They drew with Forest, you know, it was a crazy game. There's a red card in that as well, Lee. And they drew with Ipswich,
yeah,
didn't they?
So was it, yeah.
Hit five past Fulham, you know, lost 3-2 to Charlton, but for me, Derby and both teams to score is the best way to play this. Just no question. And when you think about Derby, you think at the moment, goals, like you said, Chris Martin in good form. Ward, of course, got himself a couple of goals the other night. They have been conceding as well at the back. We saw a red card in the game, which means one of their key defenders will be out for a couple of games now as well, Derby. So all of that together just suggests that the overs is just a brilliant price at 7-10, but you've got to, I think, mix it up with Derby and both teams at 5-2. Look at the home form for Derby. When you dissect it, yes, they drew 1-1 against Ipswich, but they hit 5 past Fulham. They narrowly beat Rotherham, but Cardiff is scoring in most away games, 2 of the 3 league games so far, and their 0-0 draw, which is what exactly it was going to be until the 90th minute against Wolves when Hudson got their own goal, would suggest maybe they're low on goals. But for me, when Derby are scoring the goals and looking dangerous in front of goal, despite for me not looking 100% convincing, that 5-2 looks very, very tasty indeed for me.
Rotherham take on Charlton. Rotherham are priced up at 23-20. Charlton are 5-2, and the draw is priced up at 11-5. Charlton fifth in the table, Rotherham 19th, and already 6 points between these two sides. Charlton just getting to a little bit of a habit of drawing games as well recently. Had that really good win, 1-0 against Watford. Drew with Wolves, drew with Brighton, drew with Huddersfield. Rotherham had a draw against Bournemouth, but a few losses around that. And conceding a few goals, Rotherham now, aren't they? Mason scored 3 against them for Bolton, and we know Bolton haven't been in great form. That'll send a few alarm bells around with the defence leaking goals at Bolton, won't it?
Yeah, and he could have had more as well. Talking to Mark Bolton, a guy who was covering that game.
Mark Wilson. He could be Mark Bolton, to be
did
fair.
Did I call Mark Bolton there?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark Wilson.
I prefer Mark Bolton
That's
to Mark
weird,
Wilson.
Isn't it? It's an odd thing to do.
Like Michael Bolton.
Yeah, just a much worse singer. He was saying that Joe Mason should have had an awful lot more than that as well. Charlton are too big here. They've been one of the little sort of profit horses so far this season, have Charlton, because they're far too big a price. 5-2 is massive. It is massive for Charlton right now. They're in good form, fifth in the league. You know, they're taking themselves a hefty amount of points from 7 games. They're organised well. They're scoring goals. You know, they drew against Wolves, yeah, but they beat Watford, as we suggested they may well do. And the price on them, again, is just absolutely mad. I mean, this is a side who haven't lost this season in the league, still completely unbeaten. And they're going to a side in Rotherham whose form, whether it be home, whether it be away, is not good at the moment. It's not. I mean, they've lost 3 of the last 5 if you include the League Cup. They've lost 3 of the last 5 if you just look at the league. They narrowly beat Millwall. You know, they were beaten by Bolton, beaten by Brentford, beaten by Watford. Their home form has been very, very poor. They beat Wolves first day of the season, didn't they? Lost back-to-back games 2-0 to Watford and Brentford. Charlton are absolutely massive as a price here. They're huge. 17-10 for Tekele as well, if you want to get a goal scorer. Again, a man in great form. But 13-8, draw no bet Charlton. All day, every day, please.
Yeah, nice. Fulham versus Blackburn next. Fulham are priced at 13-8. The draw is 11-5. And Blackburn, 17-10. Fulham, of course, another team who've parted company with a manager this week after that 5-3 game. Went 2-0 down in 20-odd minutes. Pulled it back round just after the hour mark. They were leading 3-2. Ended up losing 5-3. Already conceded 3 away at Reading before that. Conceded 5 at Derby. The writing was not only on the wall, it was in massive block capitals as well. Blackburn having a really strange season, Pete, aren't they? They opened up with a draw against Cardiff. They lost in the League Cup to Scunthorpe, beat Blackpool, lost to Norwich, beat Bournemouth, lost to Wolves, beat Wigan, lost to Derby. If it carries on like that, then they should beat Fulham. Do you think it'll benefit them getting rid of the manager? We're told Danny Murphy's chucked his hat in the ring as well for this job. We've got odds, by the way, on the next permanent Fulham manager, the next permanent Cardiff manager, and the next permanent Leeds manager, all on the website. Chris Hughton and Neil Lennon are the co-favourites for Fulham at 7-2.
Yeah, the interesting thing is when Felix Magath tends to leave a club, their next couple of games, they tend to improve markedly.
It's relief, mate, isn't it?
Yeah, possibly so. I still think Blackburn are a big price here. Because Fulham, I mean, he's used 48 players, Felix Magath, in his time at Fulham. Used 48 players. And, you know, if your manager is unpopular and doing badly, or if a manager's popular but doing badly with a settled side, often the fact that these players are used to playing with each other and the fact that they are used to going to battle with each other when that manager goes, they still, you know each other, they know how each other works, and the little little bit of tinkering that the assistant or whoever else is taking over in the short term does, you know, those players still know each other. Fulham keep making changes. They keep going through a lot of different players. Yes, Ross McCormack is starting to grab goals, but for me, the 17-10 for Blackburn again is just too big. It's just too big, because you are looking at a Fulham side who are utterly abject. And yes, Felix Magath may have gone, but they are still lacking in confidence and organisation, which is strange for Felix Magath's side, because often his sides are incredibly well organised, but the times that I've seen them, they haven't been. They have been shipping goals for fun, and for me, there is no question. The over 2.5, first and foremost, at 4-6, I wasn't massively attracted by that. And that sounds daft, doesn't it, with the ridiculous goals that we've seen these two teams involved in just this week. But the one thing that Fulham are going to do, and it's already been said, is they're going to just try and be much firmer at the back, much more tight at the back, and hope to try and nick something from this game. And that maybe isn't conducive to the over 2.5 at 4-6. If it was a slightly bigger price, I'd maybe be tempted, but not at 4-6. What I do like is a goal scorer market here. Ben Marshall is the goal scorer market that I like. Bagged a brace at the weekend, scored again in the week. He's in great form, he's high in confidence, and as we saw from his time at Leicester, when he gets goals, when he gets going, the guy doesn't really stop for a while. 3-1 any time is very, very big. But again, I've got to like the outsider here at 17-10. Or is actually 17-10 the outsider against 13-8?
Yeah.
It's just about the outsider. I'm still technically correct, and that's the best form of correct.
Yes, indeed, yeah. Next up, Millwall versus Nottingham Forest. Millwall are priced up at 9-5. Forest are 6-4. It's 11-5 the price for the draw. Forest sat proudly on top of the table at 17 points, plus 10 goal difference. The draw against Derby County and the draw against Bolton, the only points they've dropped all season. Millwall, so far in the Championship, they started off well with the win against Leeds, the win against Fulham, a draw against Wednesday, and then they've struggled a little bit of late, haven't they? Lost three of the last four, Pete. It's a tough afternoon for them, and they're conceding some goals as well, aren't they?
They are, and Forest are scoring some. You know, hit four past Reading, scored five past Fulham. Millwall aren't as abject as of course Fulham have been recently, but they are still a side I think they're gettable. The only thing that I think massively plays in their favour is their home form here. You know, they beat Leeds and they beat Blackpool. With all due respect to Leeds and Blackpool, their starts to the season haven't exactly been sparkling, have they? Forest odds against, I got the Blackpool game wrong last weekend. And we said during it, maybe this is the week where they will finally screw us over, and they did. With this kind of thing, you'll eventually lose out. But with the way Nottingham Forest are scoring goals at the moment, the idea that they could be odds against in this game is incredibly enticing. I really like the match result and four or more goals in the match at 9-2. And the match result in both teams to score at 15-4. If you go through recently, you know, there was 8 goals in the Fulham Forest game. And, you know, just like we said, just utterly just goals galore in those matches. And Forest, you know, they have looked, I think, a little bit at times sloppy at the back, but not often. You know, they've lost Chris Cohen for a long time now. He's a great player. It'll be a massive miss. A real chance for Tesha to come back in and really prove his worth to Nottingham Forest, having arrived in the summer. There is still real quality in there. And Millwall, you know, they've lost Lee Martin for a while, but they are a great side. Let me not... Their form isn't great, but they are a very, very good side. And Ian Holloway's got them playing very good football. I also like Forest double result. Has landed on 3 occasions recently for Nottingham Forest. And let's not kid ourselves. If we're playing any time goal scorer this weekend, Britt Assombalonga has got to be involved there, hasn't he, somewhere? I mean, he got the hat-trick against Fulham. He's been told to be on penalty duties for a while, which is one of the goals he, of course, scored against Fulham. He is just looking absolutely frightening. Scored in that 4-0 win over Reading. Didn't score against Huddersfield, but scored against Derby. And his physicality is incredible. 7-5 any time for Britt Assombalonga looks superb.
Yeah, he looks in great nick, doesn't he, at the moment. Final game for the Championship weekend is a Monday night match, which will be good. Wigan are 11-10, Ipswich are 13-5, and the draw is priced up at 9-4. Ipswich 10th, Wigan 16th, 3 points separating the two of them. Ipswich have won back-to-back home game by 2-0. So we'll go into this with some confidence, although so far this season in the Championship, they haven't won an away game. Lost at Reading, drew at Birmingham, drew at Derby, As for Wigan, good home form so far, Pete, hasn't it? You know, scoring goals, 4-0 against Birmingham, beat Blackpool, only the 2-2 draw against Reading. But they'll be confident going into this because their away form's dreadful, and Wigan picking up all their points at home so far.
And invested so well, Wigan. Andy Delors was ripping up League Two with Tour. We saw him quite a bit last season in the In-Play Radio studio. A great striker. Emma Hughes has been spoken about for a long time as a real talent. Yourself, myself and Robbie Savage, to name drop, were briefly discussing him, although I did accidentally at one point say Emlyn Hughes. But the point remains that Emma Hughes is a real talent, and for Wales, he's going to be one of these new stars coming forward. The fact that they managed to buy him from Man City is a real coup. You know, Oriol Riera, they've just done incredibly well. You know, Don Cowie's a good free signing. Andrew Taylor, left back, again, very talented indeed. So, you know, this 3-5-2 that Uwe Ros has been using is working for them. And I know that their form isn't incredible. You know, they've taken 8 points from 7 games. But I do think they will be there or thereabouts come the end of the season. They've beaten Blackpool, beaten Birmingham, beaten Reading, and Ipswich's form has improved recently, but Ipswich's form has improved at home. And that is always something that I'm very keen to keep an eye on, because Ipswich at home tend to be fantastic. You look back to last season in the Championship, and they very rarely lost at home. You know, they were a very, very good side, very hard to beat. Away from home is where the problems lie. And they lost at Reading, they've drawn at Birmingham, which isn't a great result, and they, of course, in that game, were struggling for a long time. And they've drawn at Derby, which, to be fair, is a good result. I do stick with Wigan being the play here, though, at 11-10. I think it's a very, very decent way in. The other way in, as a goal scorer market, is Christoph Behrer at 19-2. Now, Behrer has scored in back-to-back away games, including a brace at Birmingham, of course. So that's one thing you could keep in mind. But he just gets forward. He just loves getting forward. And if you want to play the reverse wing cast, sadly, it's not on the console right now, i.e. for a player to win, any to score any time and the opposition to win, go into your Hills shop, give them a bell. I'm sure they'll give you a price. But at 19-2, for a guy who's gone in back-to-back away games, that was just identified to me as a very, very decent price indeed. I do think that Wigan, though, with their home form as it is, and with Ipswich improving certainly, no question about that, but their quality coming predominantly on home turf, I think Wigan at odds against is just about good enough.
Very good. Nap time. We all lost last week again. Not very good. Pete's
damn
on
you, Blackpool.
£27.42 in profit. Sam is minus 19, and I'm still yet to pick a winning nap. I'm minus 50. Dreadful. What are you going for? Mine's going to be in League One, but I'll mention it now. But you can get more reasons why on our League One podcast with Sam Ashu. What are you going for, Pete, in the Championship?
Drawn, I bet Charlton. 13-8.
Sure.
It's far too big for a side who are playing the way Charlton are playing at the moment. And Rotherham, you know, they've got a very, you know, successful manager in Steve Evans, but at the moment their form isn't a great success. They're struggling to win games. They can't quite seem to get their nose in front in matches, and at present are not playing as well as I know Steve Evans would demand of them. And to get Charlton or the draw, you know, appreciate. It's not the double chance, but Charlton to win, and if they draw, get your cash back. Just looks incredibly good to me. 13-8 is a great price.
Yeah, very nice. Mine's going to be Swindon versus Sheffield United, both teams to score in League One. 19-20 the price there. Going trying to go back to basics here. Both of them have had 75% of their home and away games as both teams to score so far. So and both on a bit of a streak as well. I think 4 games in succession where it landed in both. So I like that. I like that one. And it's obviously you know, I think it's 7th versus 6th in the table. Both scoring goals and conceding as well, so I'm going to go a touch of odds on trying to get a winner on the board here.
And very quickly, Lee, as well, just in League One, for those of you who don't know, Owen Doyle at Chesterfield has scored back-to-back hat-tricks. Scored 3 against Scunthorpe, scored 3 in the week against Preston. He's odds against any time away at Doncaster this weekend. 6-5 the price for him any time. A man who scored back-to-back hat-tricks. Two or more is 5-1, and then the hat-trick itself, which I've had a cheeky pound on just as an interest bet, is 25-1. But for a man who all of their attacking play goes to him, he's in incredible form, incredible confidence. Odds against any time. Just bear that in mind.
Yeah, and Pete commentates on Chesterfield, hence his interest in them, if you're wondering why that bet was put up. Just a quick one. Draw No Bet, by the way. Anyone who's new to the podcast and isn't familiar with that, Pete put that up as his nap. Charlton 13-8. Just means that, say you have a tenner on and the draw comes in, then you get your money back as a refunded, almost like a voided bet. If it wins, you get paid out at 13-8. So you're effectively taking two results, but only one of them pays out. Thanks for your time, Pete.
Cheers, Lee. Thank you. Good luck, everyone.
Yes, very good luck with your bets if you're having a bet on the Championship this weekend. As I said, you can download this podcast, the League 1 and League 2 versions, at williamhill.com/podcast. You can also download it at the72.co.uk. On the right-hand side of the website, you'll see a playlist there. It's available on audioboo.fm and at iTunes. Just subscribe and you'll get all of William Hill's football podcast delivered to your device. Thanks for listening. And as Pete said, if you're having any bets on the Championship this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.